Dawn Rains Burke. I am a professor of education and human development, Department of Education.
And you are this year's Storer College winner.
I am this year's Storer College Faculty Award recipient. I truly am very humbled and honored by that.
What kinds of things do you do in your teaching and in your curriculum that fits with being a Storer recipient?
I think that I have to reflect back on my own educational process and how the educators that I had all through schools that I went to were very tolerant of me in that I was a child of Appalachian poverty. And oftentimes children of poverty may not be so well accepted or treated or tolerated because of the fact that they remind teachers of a misthread in the social fabric in America. So I think because of that background, each and everything that I do is oriented towards social justice and civil rights. The things that I do in my classroom is always social justice oriented. It's embedded in almost everything that I do.
Can you give one or two examples of some of the social justice that you've embedded into your classroom? And bearing in mind that you're working with people who are going to go teach in our schools,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
I teach a particular model by James Banks, who is a multicultural educator. He's particularly the guru of multicultural education in America. So when students leave my classroom, they already have a construct and an orientation about how to embed different pieces of literature and design lesson plans with regard to incorporating multicultural education. When we talk about social justice, it's more than just skin color. I also talk to my students about Universal Designs for Learning, which is a special education application with regard to teaching different methods, different strategies, using different resources so that all children in your classroom can progress and succeed as you teach.
Why do you think it's important to shepherd students who are going into education to have to be exposed to this type of social justice curriculum?
If we just look at the national fabric, we're not alone anymore, and technology has certainly brought us all closer together, whether we want to be or not. In those terms, students who move through this particular program are exposed to social justice because they're going to have to affect that in their classrooms. We could go to an elementary school in the middle of this county where there are now probably anywhere from 15 to 20 different languages spoken in that elementary school. So we're becoming more diverse, and with the demographic shifts in the region, this department, I can tell you, is more focused on creating cultural responsiveness and bringing these things more into awareness of future educators.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think your work with Storer College and with some of the things you've done outside of the university are important?
Many people in this state had no knowledge of Storer College, that it had even existed. And as I looked at the different jigsaw pieces connected with that college, I just thought, what a beautiful story, what an inspiration. It is an example of exactly what we need to be doing today. Storer College was a institution that from the very beginning was exercising social justice in and of itself, meaning that all students were welcome to attend. It wasn't just for students of color. In the catalogs, if you read the catalogs, females were often invited. They were recruiting females to attend. So it served this region in a 300-mile radius for many, many years over its 9-decade history.